From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A young girl hospitalized after being struck by a vehicle backing out of her driveway. Police called to 3032 Perkins Court in an unincorporated area of Eureka. There, they found 28-year-old Jamie Bivens, who said that she was backing her vehicle out of her driveway and struck 6-year-old daughter Lily Bivens. Bivens reporting that she had pulled into her driveway and left her daughter buckled in the vehicle while she went to retrieve something from the house. During that time, Lily Bivens unbuckled herself, exited the vehicle, and walked around to the rear of it. The mother returned and, unaware that Lily was now behind the vehicle, began backing out of the driveway. Lily knocked to the ground and appeared to receive injuries consisting of lacerations and abrasions to her right leg and back, as well as a possible broken right leg. Neighbors quickly responded and called 911. Lily Bivens taken to St. Joseph's Hospital by City Ambulance of Eureka. Humboldt County on the receiving end of claims from three jail inmates who say Corey Jordan Fisher Sr. sexually assaulted them during his time working at the facility as a correctional officer. One says Fisher forced him into performing oral sex, then told him he would report that the inmate assaulted him if he said anything. Another inmate claimed they were sexually assaulted by Fisher on three separate occasions. The 31-year-old Fisher worked as a correctional officer for 11 years, stepping down last year as Eureka police began an investigation into claims that he sexually and physically abused three boys. Three more potential victims have come forward since. There is an empty seat on Ferndale City Council, and applications are being accepted to fill it. Dan Brown's final meeting was on May 16th. He stepped down due to his move to Fortuna, which disqualifies him from service. The Ferndale City Clerk says no one has applied as yet, but Mayor Don Hindley says he's caught wind of some interest, and the plan is to appoint someone at the next meeting and swear them in immediately. St. Joseph Health Humboldt County is honoring cancer survivors and their loved ones during the Humboldt Crabs versus the Corvallis Knights baseball game in Arcata on National Cancer Survivorship Day. That's coming up on Sunday, June 3rd. Any individual who has or is currently undergoing cancer treatments, regardless of where they receive treatment, are invited to attend. The gates to the ballpark open at 11:30 a.m. The game itself begins at 12:30 p.m. St. Joseph Health has reserved a VIP picnic area for survivors down the right field line at the park. Attendees are asked to bring their own lawn chairs and or blankets to sit on for the game. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.